I mean, all day. All right, Jordan Smith. I'll take one after the interview. Scuba, your manager, told me. He said you hurt your shoulder a little bit in a practice crash this morning. That bugged you a little bit.
Yeah, first lap of practice, we were just like rolling around and came over like one of those kind of like drop down singles and like just got cross shredded and didn't really fall that hard. Just kind of went down awkwardly on my shoulder and had it taped up and was kind of bugging me all day. But
super dorky to do first lap, right?
Very. Yeah. But that's something I would do for sure. Yeah.
So did it bug you today? Like during the day?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it wasn't really, wouldn't say it was like hindering me that much, but I felt it for sure.
Yeah. You've raced here a lot. We talked about you being good here. What did you think of the track today and all the rain and everything else? How'd they prep it, everything?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it rained a lot. It was really muddy yesterday. I knew it was going to be really, really deep, and it was very deep. That was for sure. It got super rutted. For me on a 250, I wasn't a big fan of like the new section where you kind of drop down and then you kind of come back up real steep. Like I like that like faster section before where you kind of went all the way through there. But I always love this track. It's a fun track. It shapes up good. I think that like you have like they kind of prep all the tracks the same for the most part, right? Like if they have their opportunity to, like barring weather. But I feel like this track is meant to be raced with ruts and like soft dirt, right? Like where Paula, they water the crap out of it and it's super deep ruts that are just like concrete in the bottom. Like it's not necessarily meant to be raced that way, I don't think. So it's nice to go to these tracks whenever, you know, it's we're racing them how they're meant to be raced.
Every time I looked at you, you were in a battle. Like Kitchen, one of the AEO guys for a little bit. Like every time I looked at you, dudes are right in front of you and guys are right behind you.
Yeah, story of my outdoor career, just eating roost, right. Yeah.
It just seemed like you were like in the thick of it. I don't know where your starts were. Like they were like, all right, I guess, and then just battles from there.
Yeah, I got a decent start in the first one. Second one wasn't that great. Kind of went a little too far inside. Like used to, the inside was the best here because you're inside, the track comes up the inside. Now the track goes up the outside. So, I mean, I think it's actually a good thing. It allows for a little bit more of an even fair start, I think. Like I think you could have for the most part got it from anywhere. So didn't get a good start in the second one and just was trying to battle and it's tough. Like elevation, I mean, it's definitely not an excuse because Marchbanks was flying, but it's like tough. I feel like being a little bit heavier and like you're already down on power, it's a little tough. So,
well, hopefully Scuba's not listening, but you rode a Star Yamaha here. The bikes are great. We know that, especially here. You guys used to qualify all really well. So how was your bike at altitude here? You know, Triumph, new for you. How was it compared to your Star bike?
Yeah, starts were like really good, like doing the first year starts. So in practice, you know, it's obviously super muddy and like, you know, you just like barely even know what to do. In the moto, I was running second gear a lot, which is kind of what I've always done here. Like you do a first gear start, but then you run second gear. But granted, it is more like sticky, like so sticky today. So I ran like second gear for like half the first moto and in most of the turns. And I was just lugging so bad up the hills and stuff. And I started running first gear, but it was a little short. So we went change gearing up, make first gear a little longer. It was a lot better for the second moto. So I think it's always one of those things where, like, here I've struggled more whenever it is more tacky, right? Like, whenever it's a little bit of a harder base, like, I'm better. But whenever it's tacky, I'm one of the bigger guys in the class. It's tough, like, whenever you bury it. And I'm not good at being light on the bike, for sure.
Cool, man. Thanks.
Yep, no problem.
Awesome. Thanks.